Blog Talk Radio.
I feel just like a kite, but one without a string, one that is floating around. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. I feel just like a bird, but one without a home, one that is floating over endless oceans, empty horizons, no rest in sight. What does it mean when you say you want to be free? Free to sing, free to dance, free to let someone take a glance in a world that's free of me. Then you say, then you say you're moving on. Then you say I've got other plans. Oh, 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 girl, oh, you're moving in the wrong direction. Moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me. You're moving in the wrong direction, moving in the wrong direction, yeah. You're moving in the wrong direction, so far away from me.
Sufal Reef, and you tune into the Real Talk for Real People show. Now you may be wondering, rightfully so, what is the Real Talk for Real People show? It's a study an in-depth study into the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. It's giving you a bird's eye view, critical analysis, and our assessment, while leaving no stone or leaf unturned and crossing every T and dotting every I, and motivating you and encouraging you to burn the midnight oil. Meaning, don't take our word for it. Study yourselves. But most importantly, codify yourself with it. Apply yourself with it. Let it become part of your innate nature in order to receive the best of your studies. Don't just study it. Don't just talk about it. Be about it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. That being said, it is the most important relationship that you will ever have in your life. You see, the Almighty, the Creator, knew you before your mother knew she was pregnant with you, or before you were a glimmer in your father's eye. Meaning, it ought to be the most important relationship that you should ever have, because as far as your consciousness is concerned, or subconscious, however you want to put it, you are conscious of the Most High. Or perhaps subconscious. I don't know. But if he knew you, it implies, infers, and suggests that you knew he was present. Not like when you became a conscious baby born by mama and you forgot all of that. You should hold on to this. Go back into your subconscious. And remember, when you first became conscious of the Most High, and use that as a guiding point in your studies and apply it in your lives. I want to ask you at Radio Land, you students that study with us, that loves the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your brothers and sisters as yourself, to pray for Sister Aviyah's grandbaby and Imar Dora's son. You don't need to know the details. The Most High knows the details and pray with them. And you may be wondering, as I speak, who is the we that I'm making reference to? Well, I just mentioned one of them, Sister Aviyah from New York City. Sister Aviyah consciously, although she's been knowing him subconsciously a long, long time, has been studying the Most High with us on the Real Talk for Real People show. She's been studying with us, and she knows it's not simply about saying you love the Most High. Anyone who can say that. You love us. Anyone can say that. But she knows it takes more than lip service. And our actions are reflective of a love for the Most High and a love for her people. She's done a lot for this nation in her short time and in her studies, much more than somebody been with the Most High consciously a long time. It just goes to show you, if you study right and your mind is right, more than often, you'll get it right. And she's gotten it right. Praise and best of Most High for her. And you can too. Just don't be a loudmouth, talking loud and saying nothing. Let your actions every day be reflective of your love for the Most High, loving him with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength, and your brothers and sisters as yourselves. Meaning that you, if you don't love yourself, you in bad shape. No matter what anybody say about you, you ain't no worse than some other folks. So don't let them get in your head and say you this and that and the other. They ain't no better than you is. Okay? And she found that out through her studies of the Most High. I am too. You can too. Also, we have Katria from New York City. Katria has been studying the Most High for quite a long time. I know since he was 14 years and way beyond that. He didn't really grasp the relationship until he was 14. He thought, ain't no love in the heart of the city. Come to find out, Cottrell's wrong. There may not be any love in the heart of the city, but Cottrell found it was love from the Most High, and that's the most important love. you will ever have in your life. The relationship with the Most High, King Darwin understood, Cartrell understood at 14 years old. Because the Most High led Cartrell to the songs. And Cartrell, he grasped. A lot of folk turn you down, your wife, husband, friends, so on and so forth with the love thing. King Darwin knew that. And Cartrell found that out. And that's why he put his trust in the Most High only in every God. The Most High can lead you to the love that you need, but he is the source of love. It's true. Also, when Cartrell became a young man with a family, although he's an educated brother, he decided, no. I want something that I can get a grip of the thing and then get paid too. Cartrell decided to go into carpentry. Cartrell found out, he thought, I can throw up a two-story home, a third, three-story, ain't no biggie. Cartrell come to find out, he was one of the men that worked on that seven tower next to the twin tower, those towers. Tower don't mean no two or three stories. It was a high rise that he became involved in. Cartrell, there again, seek the Most High. He didn't rest upon his own. I beat my chest. I'm a man. I'm going to go up there and I'm going to do the thing. Cartrell wasn't no fool. Cartrell, when as we all should stop beating your chest when you know you can't beat it. With the monkey pox and the other things and the COVID-19. Stop beating your chest. I'm a woman. Oh, your breast. Oh, man, your chest. Stop beating on your chest. Think you can beat everything. And that's, again, I said, Cartrell found out he couldn't beat those heights. He didn't like heights, and the heights didn't like him. But that was okay with him. Cartrell went to the Most High through the songs of King Darwin, the Korai brothers, and ASAP and so on and so forth. He didn't lean to his own understanding. He knew he needed something specifically. He went to the Most High for it. The Most High became his high tower, his shield, his buckler. The pinions beneath the wings he hid. And he gained the strength and fortitude to overcome those heights daily. Every day he would go to the Most High in prayer and humble himself, saying, I ain't that tough. The Most High would give him the strength needed to overcome his fears and trepidations of life. Also, every day when Cartrell finished his job to provide for his family, he thanked the Most High. He humbly thanked the Most High for the strength to overcome those fears, which he did. And Cartrell worked 35 plus years doing that. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name for individuals such as Sister Abia and Cartrell who help us in these studies because we need all hands on deck. A tidbit before I bring them on, a note of information. As you can see, the monkey pox, they say, are very susceptible in the homosexual and bisexual community. You know, man can tell you things are okay, but the evidence suggests something quite different, doesn't it? Oh, it's okay to change his sex up. Get you a boy. Get you a girl. Ooh, let's have a party. Something new, ain't it? Sometimes things are new is not good for you. Same problem they had with AIDS, which they hadn't got rid of, a virus for it. They've got something to medicate and cover it over, but they really hadn't got rid of this virus. Now they got monkeypox. So that should suggest and imply something to you. Just because men approve of things, that don't make it right. So let me bring them on. And I failed to mention, because when I first started speaking, I didn't see Iman Dora, but she's here with us today too. And let me give you some understanding. She has been with the Most High quite a long time. She's been crying out to me. She's been studying the Most High. She's used critical analysis and assessment. The Most High has gave her the right kind of heart and spirit to need to understand him and to understand his studies. She's been loving on this nation. She's been instrumental and pacific in trying to rebuild this nation. She's got a crowd coming up September the 16th, I believe she said, next year. to get us to cry out together as mandated according to the Most High. And what do I mean by cry out? She's been instrumental to get us to understand that it's not simply about beating your chest and talking about I'm a Hebrew Israelite. It's about following rules and codification. And she knows this. She's trying to get you to understand it too. Therein lies your solution. And what cry out means, you humble yourself, you cry out to the Most High. You pray for our founding fathers and mothers. You pray for ourselves to continue. And then after that process, then you do what you can, when you can, however you can with each other. You unite, you unify, you gather together. She's trying to help facilitate that. Next year. Also, she's been instrumental in Yah, where gather.us, the nation, process of healing, understanding, and unifying, gathering together. And she's an elder, an executive elder, like all of us, Cartrell, Sister Avia, and myself, and understanding what nation building is all about. Go there. Go to that site. Help her. Help us to unify this nation, to gather as we should be doing. You know, she understands some of us have I don't want to sound ugly, but I want to find the proper word. I'm asking Most High, give me the proper word, Most High. Some of us have a peculiar way of going to sleep and waking back up sleep, like Rip Van Winkle. They think just because they wake up, Hebrew Israelite, I got all the sense of the world. Oh, yes, sir, Reba, and that's all I need. No, it's much deeper than that. The gathering together, the crying out together, it's a together thing. It's not a you thing, a me thing. It's a us thing. And she's been instrumental in trying to get us to understand that. And you need that. That's part of the codification. Imam has been doing it, as I said, for quite a long years, and she's a fine woman. I met her in Memphis in 2013-14, I believe. She's the kind of woman that will gather your attention, not by simply what she says, but her innate nature of a love for the Most High and a love for her nation. Praise the Most High and bless his holy name. So let me bring them on to you. Sister Avia, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. All praises and glory to Yah. And it's so good to be back always. And I just want to say thank you again, Yahku, for your inspiring words. But I have to also say you need to pat yourself on the back, brother, because you have done a wonderful job with bringing us all back together again with this platform. And I love you, Ima, and Brother Contrell. I thank y'all for helping me, because as our brother Yam Soup would say, I can truly say he was right. So many are a hot mess, and I was one of them. And two, I came along with y'all. So I praise y'all and thank you for it. Shalom.
Shalom. Welcome to the X Club. I was welcome out of the X Club, and thank you very much, Sister Avia. And I do pray for your grandbaby. Okay.
Thank you.
Praise Yah. Now, Ima Hador, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, family. Hallelujah. Giving all praise to the Most High. Yeah. And for he is truly, truly worthy to be praised. And I thank the Almighty for you and your wonderful opening and your accolades. And I thank Sister Avia Moe-Katiel for being faithful servants to bring this word to our people. We are hot mess, I'm telling you. And the valley of the dry bones is so true. It's so true. what was
yes,
out
ma'am.
There this weekend. People. And I'm telling you, anyway, all praise, hallelujah.
I know what you saying, what you didn't say. And I feel you on that. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is high. Shalom. Cottrell?
Shalom, shalom.
Okay.
All praise to the Holy Man of Israel. Glad to be back. Good to hear your voices. How's everybody doing?
Look out. We was hearing crickets. We was hearing crickets there for a minute, but we're okay.
You know how it is sometimes.
Yeah.
Technology is funny.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah. But yeah, glad to be back. It's a nice weekend. Have peace, rest. Got a chance to talk to a few people. Talking to Imar earlier today, and I was telling her, King Solomon said it, as you increase your wisdom, you increase your sorrow. The more you understand, the more depressed you seem to become, but got to know that there's hope for our people in the future. More than any other people have hope. So I lean on that more than the dire situation I see our people in, because the Most High does the impossible. And for him to get us out of this situation, for anybody to get us out of this situation, it seems impossible. But we know that Yah does the impossible, so keep hope alive, like Jesse Jackson said.
Praise Yah. Hey, you said a mouthful there, brother. You said a mouthful there, and it's true. With wisdom comes sorrow. The more you know, the more you are depressed sometimes by what other folk don't know, and they walk around like a hot mess. All right.
What you call them, the walking dead?
The walking dead.
Yeah. Dry bones.
Dry bones. He might ain't lied on that one. And Sister Abby, she knew what she was saying. We all knew what she was saying. You know, it's depressing sometimes. But you're right about this. We can't do anything about it, but the Most High can do everything about it. It needs to be done. It's true. Well, Cartier, Imar Dora, Sister Avia, let's get here and get where we came from. Let's open up our maps, our books, to Ezekiel chapter 26. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. May he give us wisdom and understanding, and that we don't lean to our own understanding, and that he directed all our steps. It should be in any regards. Praise and bless his holy name. 26 of Ezekiel. You know, and if y'all don't know what Tyre is. Tyre is a city where right now it's in Lebanon, but it's from it's where the Phoenicians came from. And they look somewhat remotely like us. As a matter of fact, Jezebel was a Phoenician. And a lot of our kings married into them, so they look somewhat remotely like us. Not these modern day ones, okay? It came to pass in the 11th year on the first day of the month. That word of Yah came to me saying, son of man, who is son of man? Ezekiel. Aha, she is broken, was the gateway of the people. See, they were merchants. They did a lot of merchandising in other countries. That was back and forth because they were merchant people. Now she has turned over to me. I shall be filled. She had laid waste. At first, the first one to attack them, I believe was the, let me get this correct, the Babylonians, they attacked him. I believe the Greek attacked him. And I believe Rome destroyed them as a nation. So the Most High completed his plan with them. Rome completely destroyed them. And they, if you know about the Greeks and the Romans, why I said they look remotely like us, the Greeks and the Romans had a tendency, just like they did in Mizraim, to move out to people that were originally from there. Leave a little bit, and move them out and move people that were part of their nation, allies of their nation. And that's why a lot of people think, why have these nations changed far as the skin hue complex? Because the Greeks and the Romans had a tendency of putting their own people in charge, or their governors in charge, and moving out to people. Some of our brothers and sisters in 70 AD can attest to that fact. That's why they ain't there. All right. Therefore, it says, Yah Elohim, because, behold, I'm against you, talking to Tyre, O Tyre, and will cause many nations, which I just mentioned, to come up against you. As the sea causes wave to come up, they shall destroy the walls of Tyre. And they, ancient-wise, they moved it out when they were destroyed the first time. I mean, they had the people on the land, but they moved it out onto one of the islands and rebuilt it. But that didn't save them also. And break down her towers. I will also scrape her dust from her and make her like the top of a rock, empty. It should be a place of spreading nets, which it is now, in the midst of the sea. There's no more merchandise and people coming and going and so on and so forth. Not to the level that Tyre, a nation is. There's a city in Lebanon called Tyre, but there is no nation of Tyre. It's Lebanon now. I will scrape her dust from her and make her like the top of a rock. It shall be a place for spreading nets in the midst of the sea, for I have spoken, say Yah Elohim. It shall become plunder for the nation, which it did. Also her daughter villages, which she had, like I said, she had little villages sprinkled around, which are in the fields away from the land, away from that isle, Tyre, shall be slain by the sword. Then they shall know that I am the Elohim. As I said, we had a tendency as a nation to marry into them because they looked somewhat remotely like us. And they were very prosperous, but they were full of idolatry and caused our nation to increase, which Israel is on fault for doing what Israel did. But they were other people to help facilitate their activities. And Tyre was one of them. As I said, our kings used to go there and get their bride sometimes. In the case of Jezebel, and you know how that worked out for our king. Thus said Yah Elohim, behold, I will bring against Tyre from the north. What I said, Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, king of kings with horses, with chariots, with horsemen, and an army with many people. He will slay with the sword your daughter, villages in the fields. He will heap up a siege mount against you, build a wall against you, and raise a defense against you. He will erect his battering ram against your walls. And with his axe, he will break down your towers because of the abundance of his horses. Their dust will cover you. Your walls will shake at the noise of the horses, the wagons, and the chariots when he enters your gates. As men enter a city that has been breached, the hooves of his horses, he will trample all your sweets. You will slay your people by the sword. That's why the original Tyre, they're not there. And your strong pillars will fall to the ground. They will plunder your riches and pillage your merchandise. They will break down your walls and destroy your pleasant houses. They will lay your stones, your timber, and your soil in the midst of the water. And they did. I will put an end to the sound of your songs. The sound of your harps shall be heard no more. I will make you like the top of a rock. You shall be a place for spreading nets. And you shall never be rebuilt, which is hadn't. But I, the Elohim, have spoken to Yah Elohim. Thus say Yah Elohim, Elohim to Tyre. Will the coastal not shake at the sound of your fall? Because they were pretty instrumental people. They were like United States of America, so to speak, or Russia, or China. They were a very instrumental nation. When the wounded cry, when a slaughter is made in the midst of you, and all the princes of the sea will come down from their thrones, lay aside their robe and take off their embroidered garments. They will clothe themselves with trembling. They didn't knock down the United States. They didn't knock down China. They didn't knock down Russia. And that's how it seemed to them at that time. People would be so astonished over the fact. They would sit on the ground, tremble every moment, and be astonished at you. What happened to you? And they would take up a lamentation for you and say to you, here's the city that they would say, and I'm pretty sure they got one for all of us too, that's not following the Most High. How you have perished, O one inhibited by seafaring men, sailors, merchants, O renowned city, who are strong at sea, she and her inhabitants, who caused their terror to be on all her inhabitants. Who caused the terror to be on all her inhabitants? Now the coastline tremble on the day of your fall. Yes, the coastline by the sea are troubled at your departure. Be some like America, China, Russia, and so on and so forth. It would be that way. It was that way. So it would be in our case if something happens to these entities. Because they had an influence, an impound. They were merchants. They sold back and forth. They were sailors. They went about the universe and doing their thing. So it would be like on the same feeling that if something happened to these United States, daughter of Babylon, the great Russia, as they say, I don't see what's great about it, and China. And they're losing their mind right now because a woman trying to go there from America, one white woman, they lost their mind. So it would be like that. But thus say Yah Elohim, when I make you a desolate city, and it's, he's talking about any city for that matter, not only Tyre, but any city. For thus say Yah Elohim, when I make you a desolate city, like the cities that are not inhibited, when I bring the deep upon you and great waters cover you, then I will bring you down with those who descend into the pit. Oh, Lord, like Bernie Mac said, oh, Lord, you didn't descend into the pit. You in real big trouble. To the people of old, I will make you dwell in the lowest part of the earth in places desolate from antiquity. But those who go down to the pit, so they will never be inhibited. And I shall establish glory in the land of the living. And I will make you a terror, and you shall be no more. When the Most High get on you, ain't nothing gonna help you. Though you are sought for, though they will be seeking for China or Russia or America, but never be found again. Says Yah Elohim. Say, when we put our trust and confidence in men, the Most High says, trust no man. Don't let your confidence be in men. And then men that has no integrity, honesty. Men who don't do anything for any other people, who they're looking out for themselves. Men who murder, kill, bribery, any other thing that goes against the Most High. When the Most High put his hand on you, you in real big trouble. I don't care if it's China, America, Russia, or anyone else for that matter. I don't care if it's Yom Sufah Reef. If you go against the Most High, you're living in fool's paradise if you think your end going to be pleasant. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Imar Dora, Sister Abiyah, Cartrell, y'all, we have the mics.
So what happened was Tyrese really got punished for gloating, right?
Now, say it again, Sister.
He got, Tyrese definitely got punished for gloating,
yeah.
Like being happy for what it had. That just goes to show, like they said, never make fun of somebody else falling down. Help them.
They perhaps was when I downfall. But it was much more, they were prosperous, just like America or China or Russia. They had it going on, or so they thought. And they didn't think anything could knock them off there. Because they were merchants. They were universal merchants. They're like America. They were universally known. Everybody knew about them. They transacted business with other nations. And they were very prosperous. And their head was on their shoulders. And the Most High said, I'm against you. Because we had interaction with that nation. Because I said Jezebel was a Phoenician princess who our king married. And, you know, the end result of that. So they had an influence on us, and it was not a good influence. We looked up to them in so many ways, and so the Most High said, "No, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this. I'm going to knock them off their seat. Just like any nation for us, that's concerned. May it be America. May it be Australia. May it be Spain. May it be France, Great Britain, China, Greater Russia, whatever. I don't see anything great about them, the way they treat people. But y'all don't like nations putting themselves on a pedestal and people looking up to that nation. And sooner or later, Most High going to get up with that nation. And like I said, they had a great influence on us. Because, like I said, some of our kings married their princesses. And as I said, you know the end result of Jezebel and so on and so forth. And you know, we took over any idol, any other nation, we get a high regard for. We start doing what they were doing. You know, we got a bad habit at that, okay? All right, have y'all.
Cricket.
Yeah.
Oh, was Emily going to say something?
No, no, we're waiting on y'all.
I'm sorry. But you know, not only that, Paris was, they had a hand in many functions. I mean, because Israel, they helped sell Israel to the Greeks, you know, helped deliver them to the Edomites. Now, they were an enemy to Israel, and plus they were lethal because they were able, anytime they were secure, they was able to take over Israel's trade routes.
Mm-hmm.
The other thing, Almighty had against them. So,
So, one thing we need to know is that we have a lot of enemies in the world who are envious of our position with the Most High, especially with the land mass that he gave us. He gave us the land of Canaan, which they had been fighting for who knows how long. But the Phoenicians, the Tyrians, Tyre, they were part of the plot to destroy us as a nation. If you read the 83rd Psalm, the Most High will tell you that these people, he gives the list. He says the tents of Edom, the Ishmaelites, Moab, the Hagarites, Geba, Ammon, Amalek, Philistia, the inhabitants of Tyre, Assyria also joined with them. They have helped the children of Lot due to them as in the Midian. So these nations knew who we were and what our position were. And when we fell, kind of like what Sister Abia said, they gloated over the fact that we fell, because they thought they were going to go in and take over our land, which they did pretty much. And Yah was like, no, no, no. You touch my people's stuff, you're going to pay the price for it. So all those nations I just mentioned, guess what? They're not around anymore. And the Phoenicians were famous for their ships being a sea people. And they say the Phoenicians were here in America way before the Europeans or the Vikings or anybody else, because they had such powerful ships that could cross the oceans and things of that nature. But they don't teach that history in Western institutions. They start with the Greeks. They don't start with the Phoenicians or any of these ancient people that we're reading about right now. And that's so unfortunate, because our people need to know who these people are. But again, Yah stands up for us. Would you say, Sister Abia?
No, I was just asking. Oh, so they were Gentiles, right?
No. The Phoenicians, no.
Okay.
I mean, the Phoenicians are not European. All you got to do is Google and look at what they look like.
Abby,
ancient nations, that's another thing, misnomer, because we've been whitewashed. Right. And our history has been whitewashed. But most of the ancient nations, they were people of color. They weren't white folks.
And white folks will tell you that their history, their civilization started with the Greeks, right?
Mm-hmm. The Greeks, and that's why Alexander the Great is so famous.
Mm-hmm. Plato, Socrates, Aristotle, Greek philosophy, Greek doctrine. We're in the Greco-Roman Empire, and that's all they talk about. They don't talk about the Babylonian Empire at all. They don't talk about the Assyrian Empire at all. They don't talk about the Mede and the Persian Empire at all. No, they didn't talk about the peoples that existed at the time, the Phoenicians, the Philistines, the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Perizzites, all these nations, India, Ethiopia. We don't learn that those people's history. We start with Greek history, Western history.
Mm-hmm.
That's why we're brainwashed, because we think the white man brought civilization to the world. And that's the impression that our people have. When they were greater kingdoms way before the Greeks. And the people up here, who they call Phoenicians, they were a great people, a seafaring people, like the Philistines. But the moral of the story is, all these nations that have set themselves in array against Yah's nation, Yah's people, and against Yah himself, they ultimately paid a price, because none of these nations still exist today. Right?
Uh-huh.
What happened to them?
Oh,
they were all destroyed.
Exactly. Just as Yah predicted, just as Yah said, right?
Mm-hmm.
So
that's
not
thing.
Only for Israel to take heed of Yah's word, it's for the nations to take Yah's word too and pay heed to what he's saying, these nations that surround us.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's why I said that, you know, Yah's word is pure and it's verifiable. And that's why you can trust it, you know. And what the reason why most of us don't understand it is because we don't understand the timelines either. We think, you know, everything happens overnight, and God doesn't work like that. But go back and search out the history, you'll see his word has not failed at all.
So Yahshua Body says it all the time that we've been socially engineered. We got people with PhDs who are just educated fools.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know something, Almighty put it very simple back in the book of Deuteronomy. Either we're going to choose him and choose life or anything else. Yeah. And everything for itself.
There's only two choices you can make, right?
Say that again.
There are only two choices that you can really make, right?
Absolutely. There is no in between. Yeah. And that's
so
what
people,
people
don't make their choices.
Again, as you and I were speaking earlier, our people don't understand nation. They don't. And until they understand that, they're going to keep on running chase, like a dog chasing a tail. Just say, we don't understand nation. And that's because our minds have been relegated to organizations and camps and beliefs and church and all of that. But it's interesting, we understand nation when it comes to people like China or England or Italy or Germany, even the United States, we understand that. We just don't understand how it applies to ourselves. And anytime we begin to think about nation, we talk of it as if it's a third party. Well, you know, as if it's something that we are not a part of, you know. But as we were saying earlier, the nation of Islam is a religion, but it operates as a nation. We say that we're a nation, but we operate as a religion. How backwards can that be?
If you can only flip that script, right?
Mm-hmm. Most of them lost, but at least one got an understanding of what it is to operate like a nation. You know, they can feed themselves, help themselves. They have discipline among themselves. You know, they can help their people. And guess what? They come to so-called conscious Israel to get the money to go and help the people that serve in Allah. Huh? And we just don't get it. We just don't get it.
Well, in a totality of our history, Mark, from the time we became a nation till now, we still haven't got it, have we?
No.
But y'all said we're going to get it, didn't
we? He said that.
Oh, yeah, we're going to get it eventually.
We will know him.
Well, the white folks ain't going to give it to you, though.
That's
well, we're
sure.
not going to allow ourselves to give it to ourselves either.
I know it. I know it, Imam. Imam, as you and Cottrell and Aviyah was speaking, my wife and I were looking up the Phoenicians, and if they look like white, I'm crazy. They don't look like no white folks. And that's why I said they're not there, because whenever these Roman, Greco countries took over, as they did in Mizraim, they got rid of the original. And that's why you're confused about everything. That's they look like Yul Brynner, the Russian. That's how he looked. No, they didn't look nothing like no Yul Brynner. The Phoenicians.
No,
go ahead.
I was just going to say, I posted a post on my post on Facebook showing the part of the movie of the Ten Commandments.
Right.
They tell you the truth, but we don't know what we're looking at. They show black folks leaving Egypt, but they show the white folks.
I looked at it today with you on your post.
And listen.
Yeah, they put it right there in front of my face.
Listen. The white man, with the power that he has, he plays Genghis Khan. He plays ninjas from Japan. He plays shoguns. He plays everybody role. When we was watching, when we was growing up playing, watching our Cowboys and Indians, they was both the cowboy and the Indian. Y'all laughing, but this is why they don't speak about the Babylonians or the Assyrians or the Medes and the Persians, right? Or Tyr, the Phoenicians. These were great people, and if it was them, they would take credit for it. But no, they start with the Greeks and the Romans. But in their media, right? Y'all seen that movie, The 300, when the Romans was fighting the Persians? The
yeah,
Persians is white people. Wait a minute. What, the Persians was white?
Everybody white.
No, the Persians were black people.
Exactly.
Black people.
When you watch that movie, The 300, just like The Ten Commandments, the white man played everybody role.
Right.
Everybody white to the white folks. Everybody wait to the white folks.
You know, when I found that out, when Dr. Henry Gates went over to Africa, and he was speaking to a Jordanian and a Persian, and both of them were just as dark as they could be. And he asked them, why don't you all call yourself African? And they said, because we're not Africans. He said, for one, to refer to themselves as being an African mean they're a bastard. They don't know their nationhood. And they asked him, he says, I'm Jordanian. The other one says, I'm Persian.
Mm-hmm.
You see? But we say we black and proud of it.
Well, you know, when you just said that, Ema, I would picture it in my mind when you said that a little so-called black boy sitting up there at the table grinning and eating a watermelon. Yeah, if you believe that, that's how we become. That's why we become socially engineered and conditioned. And accept that narrative about us. Because when you don't know who you are, what you are, and what you should be doing, you'll be whoever they say they are. You'll do whatever they said do, and you become whatever they say you all become. And that's why we are hot mess, because we don't like to nobody tell us none. These prophets have shown us we don't want the truth. We can't handle the truth, and we don't want one of us to tell us, because we've been socially engineered condition. Do not let another brother or sister tell you nothing. And that's why they said, Ema, them niggas on that real talk, real shit, they crazy as hell, man. You heard them talk. Oh, Lord, what's wrong with them? You know they ain't lying.
So our people, like you say, Yam Supari, have been socially engineered, not only in school, but by the media. They play every role, like
that's
I
right.
said. They the Cowboys and the Indians. They the Greeks and the Persians. Hey, Moses and Pharaoh. Come on, man. Stop it. Where do we fit in? Okay? That's why we're so in awe of the white man, because he manipulates our minds through media and through the school, through social engineering. So when you go to the movies, you see this. We was awestruck when we saw the Ten Commandments. But we knew better. But we're still awestruck by the magnificence of the display of the movie, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
These people are masterful at manipulating people's minds.
And they're good.
One year they have the Japanese your enemy, and next year they're your friends. One year the Russians are your friends, now they're your enemies. One year the Germans are your enemies, now they're your friends. So they can manipulate minds very easily.
They're good at it.
Well, they just
we always the enemy. We always the bad guy.
They just came on breaking news saying that they killed this last Afghanistan leader. He was 71 years old. And talking about 9/11. He's the last of the lot. Well, they're getting ready to do some mess. But, you know, this is how another part that's got us all jacked up. And how you can see the word of Yah right before in 2 Chronicles 7:14, they said, the Almighty says, if my people who are called by my name, is that right? In Psalms 83, they said they have formed a tumult against our hidden ones. They said, let us come and cut them off from being a nation. What's the first thing they took from us? They took our names and replaced them with Gentile names. They took the name of our name, Yirmiyahu, Isayahu, you know. They have the names of the Creator incorporated in their names. Now we Williams and Johnsons and Taylors and Mac Daddies and everything else, you know. We don't know who we are. We cut off. They have cut us off. And they use their social engineered techniques to keep ourselves divided. They use us to keep ourselves from being cut off from being a nation.
And they've been very effective in their strategy, haven't they?
Yes, they have.
So we still have a lot of work to do, got a lot of chipping away, but Yah's with us and Israel is waking up.
Yes, they are. They are. I was out there this weekend, and I'm telling you to speak to our people. And I came home, I couldn't do nothing but just pull the covers over my head. Truly understand now the prophet Ezekiel. When the Almighty asked him, the Almighty allowed him to see through the prophetic eyes our people of today. When he asked him the question, can these bones live? Ezekiel saw what he saw today. He said, what? I don't know. Only you know that, y'all. And when you see what he see, what he saw today, our people, 300-400 pounds, with Daisy Duke Shark, tattooed down the leg. The Daisy Duke Shark short, all the cheeks are showing, with the tattoo hanging on the cheeks are showing, you know. Belly hanging over the Daisy Dukes. Three babies behind them. Purple, yellow, red, green hair. Around like they're on another planet. You know, pants hanging all off their behind. Locked down to their knees. The elders, they standing around, got beer cans and smoking cigarettes, talking stuff. Got great big old pig on the barbecue pit. Huh?
Cut off from being a nation. We don't know our traditions, our culture, our history, our roots. So our enemies have been very effective against us.
And to tell them the word of their God is like speaking to a brick wall. It's a
Well, you know, brick walls can be broken down.
Yeah, but you know, the Almighty said Israel's head is hard as flint. And,
all you need is a brand new sledgehammer, Ima, a brand new one.
Well, we had a loudspeaker that was loud enough you can hear for a couple of blocks. And it was like you couldn't hear, they couldn't hear none of that.
Uh-huh.
But you know what you got? We got to be repetitive. We got to keep on trying. That's why I take my hat off to you and Sister Aria and all the others that have come along. Because to do this day in and day out, hey, it takes a lot of energy to do this. You know, especially with our people, you think, are they listening or do they hear? You know?
You know they hear, are they going to make the right choice, you know? It's just like a parent, right? You teach your children right and wrong. You can't control what they do, but you taught them, right?
Yes.
And it's in their hands after that. It's like Sergeant Mom. She taught me right from wrong. She told me what to do. I had my own mind made up until I realized what she was saying was beneficial to me. Couldn't wait to get away from Sergeant Mom, but she was so repetitive. I call it nagging, but she was so nagging that her words always stuck with me, and it kept me on a straight and narrow because I could have went left or right. But her words, thinking about what she would do, what she would say, kept me on the straight and narrow.
Well, wait. I saw a notice on social media that they're warning New Yorkers to pack for emergency packs just in case attack is based against New York. Have you heard anything about that?
No. But whoever's putting that out, I know the first thing they're going to start making is a place of refuge with Yah. Because if a bomb drops in New York, we all going to hell if Yah don't be with us.
Oh.
And the thing is, Ima, social media, it ain't quite social. It's too impersonal. Matter of fact, it's antisocial. Being social is meeting face-to-face to see somebody's expression, to get to know the person. You could sit behind a typewriter computer all day long and say anything you want, and it's just words. You're not really getting to know a person. You don't know a person just by their words. So to me, when they say social media, I'm trying to find out what's social about it. Because you ain't really making no friends, no real friends.
I don't know. Well, I just saw it and it caught my attention.
Uh-huh.
And I was just,
what's the real purpose? How can you prepare for it to be a bomb dropped on New York? How do you prepare for that?
Well, I saw that too, Ema. I put the post up on there talking about New York. That the timer said it was going to nuke New York. Just New York, man.
Yeah, well, Cardrell's right about that. It ain't social. You got a bunch of fruitcakes and perverts. Very few people are serious about what we study, serious about their lives, serious about the lives of the universe, serious about animals, serious about children, a whole bunch of nutcakes. But what can I say? But Cartrell, Ebondor, Sister Avias, we need a Psalms after this. But Cartrell, show right. It ain't nothing social about social media. Praise y'all.
Praise
giving thanks to the Holy One of Israel for our ancient fathers who walked the righteous path, who left us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding in order to connect with Yah. And the brother Asaph picks up where King David left off in the 73rd Psalm. This is a psalm by Asaph. And Imahadur, you remember Asaph's fables?
Mm-hmm.
I'm wondering if this is the same Asaph.
I don't know. More than likely is.
No doubt. Well, we know Asaph is a Hebrew name, right?
Mm-hmm.
Praise you. Psalm 73 is a tribute to Asaph. And what does Asaph have to say? Surely Yah is good to Israel. Praise Yah. Can we all say that? Is Yah good to Israel?
Brother
after
Cartier,
reading that book? Yes.
You're supposed to be on 74, Psalm 74.
Oh, no. We didn't read Asaph. That's the first time we read Asaph.
71,
we left off with King David, King Solomon's prayer.
All right, then.
Hey, Godriel. I think she's correct. I think she's correct. Are you on 75, my brother?
Yeah. No, 74.
I didn't read 73. I read King Solomon, the last thing I read. A psalm by King Solomon.
All right, then.
74 on the 29th.
Hey, you read 74 on the 29th.
I think y'all got it twisted because I didn't read Asaph. This is the first time I'm reading Asaph. This is the first time. And it starts with 73.
Cartrell, trust us, brother. We don't need to run. Cartrell, I stand correct. I think he is right. Okay, what chapter you see?
When we read 73, we did do Esau because we was talking about how he controlled all the media, and then we went and then you said Esau sold his birthright.
Nope.
Yeah. So.
Yes, we did. Well, okay.
Trust me. I got this on my computer, right?
Godriel, now, you studied 73 the last study. The next study
on
should be 74.
We did, we talked about Esau sold his birthright.
This is not Esau. This is not Esau. This is Asaph.
But I'm saying that was Psalm 73 when we talked about that.
There's no Esau. Mention of Esau in this particular song.
All right, George. Go ahead, Brother Pastor.
Yes, ma'am. A psalm by Asaph. Psalm 73. Surely Yah is good to Israel, those who are pure in heart. But as for me, my feet are almost gone. My steps had nearly slipped. For I was envious of the arrogant when I saw the prosperity of the wicked, which we witness today. They're arrogant. They're wicked. But there is no struggle in their death. But their strength is firm. They are free from the burdens of men. Neither are they plagued like other men. Therefore, pride is like a chain around their neck. Violence covers them like a garment. Their eyes bulge with fat. Their minds pass the limits of conceit. They scoff and speak with malice. In arrogance, they threaten oppression. They have set their mouths in the heavens. Their tongue walks through the earth. Therefore, the people return to them, and they drink up waters of abundance. They say, how does Yah see? How does Yah know? Is there knowledge of the Most High? Behold, these are the wicked, being always at ease. They increase in riches. Surely I have cleansed my heart in vain. And a lot of us feel that way. What good is it to serve Yah? What good is it to be righteous, to be upright? When we see wicked people thriving, we see that wicked people have the riches. We see that the arrogant oppress. They're full of malice. They're full of pride. And they're the ones on top. Why have we cleaned our hearts? What's the point? And wash my hands in innocency. No, we haven't shed innocent blood. There's people running around shedding innocent blood, and they're getting rich off of it. For all day long, I have been plagued and punished every morning. If I said I would speak thus, behold, I would have betrayed the generation of your children. When I tried to understand this, it was too painful for me. Sounds like Imam Hadar. We try to bring understanding to a generation of people that don't want to understand. Until I entered Yah's sanctuary. Entering Yah's sanctuary, you will find peace. That's that place of refuge. That's that high tower. That's that rock that you should be standing on. And consider their latter end. Yeah, consider the latter end of the wicked. They haven't chosen life. They've chosen death, even though they're flourishing. Yah says, yea, when the wicked spring as the grass, when all the workers of iniquity do flourish, it is that they may be destroyed forever. So you don't want to be destroyed forever. So when you consider the latter end of the wicked and their prosperity and their riches, and they're living high and they're living at ease, consider the latter end. Surely you set them in a slippery place. So we see the wicked, they look good, but they don't know they're standing on slippery ground. You throw them down to destruction. And right before our eyes, the great American empire is being thrown down in destruction by the hand of Yah. They are completely swept away with terrors. Got floods in Kentucky, fires on the West Coast, people threatening to blow up New York with a nuclear bomb. All right. The wicked is on slippery ground. For my soul was grieved, and every soul of every Israelite that's on a righteous path should be grieved, and was embittered in my heart. So, Ima, Asaph, he feels you. The same pain you're feeling, he's feeling too. I was so senseless and ignorant. I was a brute beast before you. And that's how we say, I have to see ourselves before you. Senseless, ignorant, and brute beast before the Most High. The Holy One of Israel, because that's all we are, embittered in heart, senseless, ignorant, and we are brutal, brute beasts. Nevertheless, even though we are in this condition, I am continually with you, which is what you have to be, 24/7, 365. You must know and be with Yah. You have held my right hand. If Yah got your hand, cling to it. and never let go. Don't let go of the Most High, no matter what. You will guide me with your counsel through trial and tribulation and trouble and distress, because that's what Yah does. And afterward, receive me to glory. Whom do I have in heaven? Who do we have in heaven? Don't say Jesus. There is no one on earth whom I desire besides you. That's what we should be desiring. Yah, come down from heaven. We want you to be with us. My flesh and my heart fails. And what you see in the world today, your heart and your flesh should be failing. It's like Imam Hadar is describing, if you're really in tune. But Yah is the strength of my heart and my portion forever. And therein is our solution. Is Yah your strength? Is Yah your portion? And what does Stevie Wonder say? Don't you worry about a thing, as long as Yah is your strength and your portion forever. For behold, those who are far from you shall perish. You better not find yourself far away from Yah, right? Because you're going to perish. What does that mean? Oh, okay. Everybody dies, but are you going to Sheol, or is Yah going to preserve your soul? You have destroyed all those who are unfaithful to you. What does Yah do to people who are unfaithful to him?
He destroys them.
He destroys them. What do you have to do? You got to remain faithful to Yah in spite of what people around you are doing, right? Lot's wife wasn't faithful to Yah. She turned around, and Yah destroyed her, didn't he? Lot and his daughters were faithful. Yah told them not to turn around. They were faithful, and they did not turn around. Unfortunately, Lot's wife, unfaithful, she turned around. It's as simple as that. A simple turning of the head to look at the destruction Yah told you not to look at. So you got to remain loyal and faithful to Yah and everything he commands us to do. And you better find out what he's commanded us to do. But it is good for me to come close to Yah. How many of us are close to Yah? You ain't got to be no priest. I have made Yah my refuge. There it is. There's that word. There's that position you're supposed to be in. Yah is supposed to be your refuge. But you don't have to worry about a nuclear bomb being dropped anywhere in the world that I may tell of your works. Because Yah is going to take us through the fire. He said, 1,000 shall fall at your side and 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come nigh unto you. Only with your eyes shall you look and behold the retribution of the wicked. And that's the point you want to reach. He said, you're going to pass through the fire and the fire won't burn you. You're going to pass through the waters and the waters won't overwhelm you. So you better hope you're taking this portion by the brother Esau. I don't know if he was a priest, a Levite, or what. The brother Esau. And he gives us quite a few codes of him. Quite a few codes. Praise Yah, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the wise men of Israel. Hallelujah.
Alright. Is there any commentary?
Does it sound like we read that before?
Yep.
Yep. You know what? Since you brought it back up, I'm gonna refresh your memory. On the 26th of July, right? We did, Yom Tov did Ezekiel 22nd, and it was so long that we couldn't do Psalm 71. So we waited until the next day, and then you did, which was the 27th, and Yom Tov did 23, and then you did 71. Then on the 28th, Yom Tov did Ezekiel 24, and you did Psalm 72. Now, on Friday, 7/29, Yom Tov did Ezekiel 25, and you did Psalm 73.
I'm going to go back into the archive, but I don't remember reading this. I really don't.
Yes,
the last thing I remember was reading King Solomon.
Well, it's not wrong with going over it, that's for sure. God's word is always good to hear again.
Oh, no doubt. And if you didn't pick up the codes before, you should have picked them up tonight. Can't be envious and evil because they're rich and they're not struggling like you think they should. Most often they're on slippery grounds. They're going to be destroyed forever. And you don't want to be in that position far away from Yah just because you want to be rich now.
So true. So true. You know, it's an interesting, how informative Yah is. If we would just listen and just obey. If we can just come to the understanding of letting go of our own opinions, our own theories and philosophical views, and accept Yah's word as it is written, guess what? There wouldn't be no confusion.
And you have to add feelings to that too, Emo, because a lot of emotions are involved with Israel. And they let their emotions and their feelings get in the way of reason and logic and what's written.
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. If they let go and let self out the way and just accept Yah's written word. As it is written, there's no room for emotions no more than to get to know God loving me the more. And if you love Yah, you learn to love your brother too. This is how simple Yah's word is. Yah said, if you do this, then I'm going to do that. How simple can it be? But when Israel gets through with it, you got a whole two-day discussion. So Almighty says, don't eat the pork. What's complicated about that? Because it's bad for you. The medical doctors tell you it raises your blood pressure, it raises your cholesterol, it's got the trachea worm in it, it never dies. It tells you all the bad stuff about the pork. It even just gives you understanding why y'all tell you not to eat it.
Because Jesus said you could.
Jesus said you gotta hate your mom and your dad and your sister and brother and everybody else too just to be his follower. So, you know, now you understand why you walk down the neighborhood and you can hear the sons jumping on the mama, throwing grandma out the door, you know what I'm saying? all in the name of Jesus. All in the name of Jesus. Jesus taught me to do this.
Jesus gonna get him in trouble.
When you go, when you really understand the word of our God, it's not complicated when we just itself out of the way. The Almighty gave us something very simple in Deuteronomy. And you know, the best way to understand Yah's word, and I can only speak for self, the best way I came to understand Yah's word is to see what's not there. In other words, if the Almighty, in one of my favorite thoughts, I can say this before we go off the air. In Deuteronomy, the fourth chapter, the Almighty tells you what to do once he scattered us. And start with verse, I think it's verse 25. Look how simple Yah's word is. And thus said Yahuwah. And Yah shall scatter you among the nations, and you shall be left few in number among the nations where Yah shall lead you. And there you shall serve God, the work of man's hands, with stone, which neither see, nor hear, nor eat, nor smell. But if from there, if you shall seek God, that's what the word says, you shall find, if you go to church, it doesn't say that.
Mm-hmm.
If you go to your temple, it doesn't say that. If you go join a camp, it doesn't say that. If you join an organization, it doesn't say that. What do the word of God say? And if from there, if you seek Yah, you shall find him. If you seek him with all of your heart and all of your soul, nowhere does Yah tell us to go get a middleman. Nowhere. If we were to just follow that set of instructions, that's why we wouldn't have all of these different teachings out here. Everybody's teaching something different. As a matter of fact, the Almighty gets on us about that. He does just the opposite. In Yirmiyahu, every man is walking according to the dictates of their own wicked heart. So it's not to listen to me.
Amen.
And the word in Jeremiah, the 5th chapter, says, and my people love the priests, the prophets prophesied falsely, the priests bear rule over with their things, and my people love to have it like that. Like it was mentioned earlier about the million-dollar preacher, a bishop, and he said that the people were jealous because he turned somebody in. And they made a big issue out of it because he drove up in his Rolls Royce. So they got jealous of him and put him all out there like that. So that's why they robbed him of $1 million worth of jewelry. Well, here's the bottom line. All of us are in a fallen state. And we're all trying to find our way back to our God. Is there anything wrong with sitting around or calling each other and talking about Yah? That's not what, as a matter of fact, that's what the word said. Talk about it when you get up. Talk about it when you lay down. Talk about it when you walk along the wayside. Yes, we can do that. But as far as somebody taking a position as being a Kohen and a prince and a Nazi and all, what kind of foolishness is this? So people no longer seek Yah. They seek Yah through the teachings of man. That's why when you begin to bring the word of Yahuwah to our people, the first thing they say, well, I have to see what my pastor say, or my more, or my Kohen.
So you read a key word when you began reading that scripture that you just read. Most I said, few in number.
Yes.
Few in number.
Yes.
That ain't a big number. Few in number. What that mean?
It's going to be a few to seek him with all they hard and all their soul.
Few in number.
Well, Cartrell, Imadora, some of us that have a false God has told us to turn the other cheek. That's why they've been slapping the sense out of us every day.
It didn't stop there, young soon. It said,
Listen to this.
Listen. It says to love those who despitefully misuse you and abuse you.
Oh, is that right? That's why we are
love those who hate you.
Mm-hmm.
It tells you to love them but hate your mom and your daddy. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
The animal kingdom don't even go for that philosophy.
Oh, thank you.
You sure right, brother. You sure right.
Ain't no lion turning the other cheek, brother.
No.
That's what. And the evidence. You always look for the evidence and you never go wrong. The evidence of that teaching lets you know that is a bald-faced lie. Because America got more penitentiaries than any Western nation on earth. Huh?
And when's the last time America turned the other cheek?
That's what I'm saying. They're talking about today, something that took place 20 years ago, and then they killed the 71-year-old man. Pay for it, huh?
And they'll tell you, don't be talking about that. Y'all just need to let that go. Turn your other cheek.
Turn your other cheek.
Yeah. And dumb as we
I
are.
Think I better let it go.
Look like another love TKO. And they TKO with us too. But
that's that Christian love. We getting knocked out.
Exactly.
Knocked out of our inheritance. Knocked out of our connection with Yah. We looking for love in all the wrong places.
And that's why we love to hate one another, Cartrell, because we believe in that nonsense. That's why we can't work together, because we believe that nonsense. That's why we love to show up and show out and showboat and sometimes kill each other. Then write a rap song about it. Because we don't know no better. And I understand what you said, Kajel, what you said about that study. You should mourn for your people. And that's why Imar Dora mourns. She cries out. Because she can see we crazy as we want to be. And that's
we have to change for the end of time, brother. And the Most High left us the codes to change. We have to change, and change is the hardest thing. When you develop bad habits are hard to break. So teach your children in the way that they should go, and you shall not depart from it. We have to teach our children good habits.
Exactly.
And our people teach our children nothing but lies. Santa Claus, he coming down the chimney. Really?
Yeah.
Easter Bunny. Really?
Yeah.
All the wrong things.
I'm in closing, I'm going to say this, and it's a mystery, but it shows you how we're still mentally enslaved.
Yep.
We're more afraid of the white man bullets than we are of one another bullets.
You better believe it.
You see, white man bullets is going to kill us. That's why he can stand around and kill us. Policemen, we got 50 people and we lift a finger to help. But as far as our bullets, we have a gun that shoots 60 times and we can kill each other at the drop of a hat because you looked at me wrong or the way you spoke to me was dissing me. You see, we can go just look at our, when we go to the courts, we go out there and kill each other. Hey, I kill that mother, that nigga, you know what we how we said. So when we go to the courts, the white man's court, so he can judge us, yes, sir, no, sir. Huh?
Imar, you ain't got to make it to the court. Slap your wife in the mouth and tell her go fix you some food. And when the police get there, tell them you slapped in the mouth. But he ain't going to say that. No, sir. No, sir. I didn't touch it. No, sir. No, sir. You know I ain't lying.
You're right. You're so right.
But our problem as a people from our inception has been a problem. How do you take your little brother, throw him in a well, rip his clothes up, put blood on it, take it back to your father, tell him a wild beast must have killed him while you sold him off into slavery. Who does that?
We do. We do.
I'm talking about from our inception that our enemies know that we have a problem with each other. How can Judah and Reuben and Simeon and Levi throw Joseph in a well and then sell him and then take his coat, rip it up and put blood on it and tell their father that a wild beast must have killed him? Who does that?
Well, our people. our people have been doing it way before we enter these shores, and we've gotten worse.
Oh,
way
yeah.
Shores.
It's something we have to conquer. That's why Yah commands us. You must love your brother as you love yourself, which is what our ancient fathers should have been doing with Joseph, because all he was mentioning was his dreams, right?
Exactly.
He wasn't making no something simple. Why are you looking at me, nigga? What? You going to shoot me because I looked at you? You looking at me. I'm looking at you looking at me.
Hey, Contrail, you remember when you was up there, that AO and his young couple got on there? You
oh, my goodness.
And hold on. Here's how sick we are. Contrail said it in a nutshell. He sitting over all by his lonesome. Ain't nobody else on the train. That's how we act. But they sit right in front of him, staring at him, him staring at them, staring at him, staring at each other. Then she has the audacity. I just hate niggas looking at me. Okay, what, who made you sit here? You're crazy as hell. But that's what we do.
So she'll really go and put on a dress, and it's up to her butt. And then
yeah.
She has sister, I'm audacity to have a split on the side. And all her breasts are showing. And then she want to know, what he looking at me for? Huh?
Listen. That sister would add a front row seat to her man getting his ass whooped.
You wasn't going to turn another seat? I just asked you a moment. You wasn't going to turn.
Listen, I was not in the mood, brother. I was not in the mood. I was trying to condition myself to get ready for the high towers. And here you come.
Because we're going to jump off the high tower.
I tell you. My first instinct was to put my fist straight through his head. Straight through his head. First move, brother. Your face gonna be pushed to the back of your brain.
Mm-hmm. And Katria is saying that in seriousness because as King Solomon said, there's a time and place for everything. Because our people are crazy as they want to be. I'm not turning the other cheek to nobody. Okay? I'm not turning the cheek. Folk coming to my house, raping, robbing, and pillaging. I'm about to sit there crying to Jesus. Y'all must be at y'all. And white folk coming in here, a white folk coming to my house, raping, robbing, and pillaging. I'm about to just sit on the porch crying. And man, y'all crazy, y'all. Okay? I'm not doing it. I'm going to get up with those that get up with me. And I'm going to pray to the Most High, and I'm going to follow him. But he ain't told me to turn my other cheek to nobody. And I'm not about to do that for nobody. That's a bunch of nonsense. That's why we've been beat all the sense beat out of us. Crying, marching, protesting.
What's even sadder, young Sue, is that our people that are in these positions now have taken on the same mindset as the beast against their own people.
Exactly.
Out of all the killings that the policemen have done, how many have been black police officers killing white folks?
None.
They ain't gonna hear that. They ain't gonna hear that.
They had a statistic. They had a statistic.
They had two. One to kill the woman from Australia because they was in a dark alley. Someone had called and said that he had, and she creeped up on him, and he shot her. He got 22 years.
Exactly.
And another one, they ran down some guy. And he didn't kill nobody, but somebody got hurt. But anyway, he got 22 years. But just black on one. But they kill us at random, and hey, it's hallelujah, and thank God I'm free. So that's it. And then they just killed the young lady that was handcuffed. Sit in the back of the police car. But for some odd reason, she fell off the police car. Handcuffed.
Come on now.
It was a brother involved with that.
Yeah.
He down there talking about, well, how did she fall out the car? Well, you and the white man, y'all put her in there.
Yeah, but look here. We've always had brothers and sisters that have conspired with the enemy. And they became like the enemy, so to speak. So when I see brothers, police officers, and not acting like brothers, I know they're compromised. They're going to go along whatever to get along. And that's just the way it is.
And I saw that video.
There was our people worse than the white folks themselves because they're trying to prove to the white folks, I can take this nigga down, you see.
Bingo.
Where they stumping our people and the white man standing there looking while the brother's doing all the stumping and kicking and whatever. So we're in a quagmire here.
I saw that video, and a brother was slapping her body, telling her to get up, and he violently turning her over. She just followed the car. You gonna slap her and tell her to get up, and then violently turn her body over?
Boy.
That's how she was in a coma.
Just like I forgot the fellow's name a few years back, where they beat him to a pulp and was going and say they, you could see when they was dragging him to put him in that big old, that truck thing, that he wound up paralyzed, and then they was speeding and didn't have him shackled in that. But so they speed so you could fall back and forth, and that's what happened. That's the same like with the young lady. They said they didn't close the door fully. They didn't mean to, because they meant to speed off so she couldn't fall out.
Well, you know what, Aviat? Here's what compromised brothers and sisters, or walking dead brothers and sisters, would say to you about that. Oh, ain't no white race supremacy. Ain't none of that going on. But here's what I said to them, because sooner or later they will admit it is. Wait till you might not see it. Universal white race supremacy, but it sees you every day of the week.
Oh, okay? Yeah.
Keep lying to
yourself. Yes, sir. You remember Clarence Thomas? Yes,
sir. Yes, ma'am.
You remember Clarence Thomas? How he was always talking about no what's no racism and whatever, and as soon as they got his hand on the fire, he talking about this is a public lynching, huh?
But you know what, Imam? I have my suspicion with brothers and sisters like that who were compromised with this. It seems like whenever they, I ain't knocking them, but whenever you get with the enemy, you sleeping with the enemy. You always seem to compromise your integrity, compromise your relationship with your brothers and sisters. Somebody got to fall, and most likely it's us. If it's them girls that play tennis, one of them at least. I think
Williams.
Yeah. What about the big dummy basketball player? He's on their talk show. He always talk about us. What's his name? Charles Barkley.
He's terrible.
And then what's the boy that got? They caught up the Juice Man, O.J. Simpson. He was compromised. And he's still compromised. His mind, his thinker is broke. When you compromise yourself and you hate what remotely looks like you, like I said, you'll kick it, you'll fight it, you'll run up to it, you'll sit close like Cartrell on that train, Millet. Just looking for, we've been trained women before we got here. The Cartrell told me that we would, when the brothers put Joseph in that well, we should have never been like that. And then it got worse since we hit these shores, buck naked and chained, universally speaking, when it comes to one another. We've become worse.
You think so? Yes, sir. You think we've got worse?
Yes, ma'am. And you said one thing you said, it was so right coming out your mouth, a lot of things today. When you said the evidence don't lie. Look at our communities. Look how we treat one another. We've been robbing each other. We ain't got much of nothing. We've been killing each other. We ain't got much of nothing. We've been raping each other. We've been prostituting our children, continuing passing them through the fire, and so on and so forth, metaphorically speaking. Like you said, slipping grandma off the pool. You know, beating our wives, wives cheating on her cheating on wives. Everything we could do so full of despicableness and immorality, we're doing it more so in our community. Then write songs about it. I beat that so-and-so, and I beat her friend, her mama. I beat her and I shoot her. Come on, if that ain't worth it, I don't know what is worth
it. And our people wasn't always like that. When we were growing up in the 50s and 60s, we wasn't shooting each other, killing each other up like that. After that Vietnam War, and them brothers came home with the drugs and guns hit our community. And then we shoot them up, bang, bang, like the Wild Wild West.
And country
I think it took place right after the Civil Rights Movement, that D-Tag. When D-Tag hit, that's when we really got sick.
You're right. Hope you're right, because that's right about the same time frame. But see, Cottrell said something important, and it slipped my mind what he said. It was right on the tip of my tongue, what he said in regards to us as a nation. Here, the bottom line, and I'm going to paraphrase him. If you don't know who you are, what you are, and what you should be doing, this is the outcome. If you don't try to study who you are, what you are, and what you should be doing, this is the outcome. It's to be expected. If you don't connect with the Most High and each other, this is to be expected. This is our outcome. But there is a solution. There is an answer. We provide that solution, that codification answer every day. Every day. But our idols, their gods, the Most High said, they ain't got nothing for you. They've been telling their God to tell you turn the other cheek. Till all the sins beat out your head. And you'll do anything, say anything. The Most High says, love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. And your brothers and sisters as you love yourself. But if you don't love yourself, it's to be expected. That's just the way it is. But there is a solution. You just got to follow the Most High. It's a simple solution. But like Cartier said again, every man is going about his own way, trying to do his own thing, looking for his own answer. That's not the answer the Most High. And so it's to be expected. If you're not following what the Most High says in any regard, it's to be expected, sad to say. And it ain't going to get no better until you start following the Most High. That's plain and simple. Well, Imam, go ahead, Cartrell.
So you said a mouthful there. And unfortunately, we've been socially engineered to stay away from the codes that will save us. And they emphasize our negative aspects, which our people run with gusto.
Exactly.
Most often, few in number. And if you're going to get it, but it's not.
Yeah. And that's sad, Cartrell. That's sad.
It is sad.
But what do they say? Are you want to hide some so-called black man, put it in a book. The evidence don't lie. We don't want to read nothing. We don't want to study nothing. We just take, which way did the white man go? He's got the best ice. He's got the best bullets. That's why I'm not going to go in his neighborhood. I ain't crazy. And we got the same bullets. And we'll run right up into a brother and say, shoot me, nigga. Shoot me, nigga. I ain't scared of you. But you train, we've been trained social engineered and conditioned so bad that just like you take a horse and you put it around a wheel grind, and it starts there from a youth, and it grinds every day. Get him up in the morning, he'll grind that meal grind. He's going to walk round in a circle. You take him loose of his time and put him in the field. That horse going to get up and walk round in a circle. That's what we do. We've been so sick.
Our people are looking for solutions, right? They're looking for a Messiah. They're looking for a Christ. They're looking for Jesus, right? Most High sent his anointed in the midst of his people. And when Yah sent his anointed in the midst of his people didn't listen. Ancient fathers didn't listen to Ezekiel, the priest, the prophet, the priest, Ezekiel, who was anointed. They didn't listen to Jeremiah, the prophet, the priest, who was anointed, Christ, Messiah, Mashiach, which y'all looking for now. When Yah sends his Messiah, his anointed amongst his people, we tend not to listen. So we pinning our hopes on the Messiah when he come. Our people ain't going to listen to him. Most High said he's going to send his anointed, Elijah, the prophet, right? Are our people going to listen to him? Do our people believe that he's coming? Ain't talking about Jesus coming. What about Malachi when Yah says Elijah, who never died, the only Israelite that never died? We don't know about Moses, but Elijah the prophet is the only Israelite in the history of the nation of Israel that never died. And now said he's sending him back. Is our people going to listen to him?
No.
He said no. Y'all willing, they will. Y'all willing, they will.
Yeah, but you know what? Ema is so correct. You know what they're going to say? I'm going to tell you what they're going to say. Ezekiel, come walk out and say, hey, nigga, you from around here? Nigga, you from out here?
No, he's going to be too old for them to listen to, right?
Right.
How old is he?
Thousands of years old, my brother. Thousands.
Okay, he way too old for this generation to listen. My man, you thousands of years old. We ain't listening to you.
You don't know nothing. You don't know nothing.
Imagine that.
Imagine that, my brother. All right, Ema, Dora, Cottrell, and Sister, we had a wonderful study. Humorous at times, but let me tell y'all something out there in radio land. Some of the most serious things are said in jest, and you better believe it. Here's what you ought to take and take very seriously. There is no answer in their gods. There is no answer in their land. There is no answer in their government. There certainly is no answer as you get it slapped and turned the other cheek where you ain't got no more sense than what you got. The answer in God, it is God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. He left the codification. He left the information. The only thing you have to do, as Cottrell said, it's an open book test. Take the test. Apply the test and get the results that you going to get, the right results. That being said, we don't know where y'all are going, but we're going to get ready to get out of here. Praise and bless the Most High, bless His Holy Name, and magnificent is Him, and it's because you can't be no less magnificent to leave the people you love answers. Sadly, they don't take them. Cottrell, Imadora, Sister Aviad, do y'all have something to say in closing?
Only thing I have to say is just like you said, take the test, and then I add to that, because there's no testimony without the test. So good night and shalom.
Shalom, sister. May the Most High bless you.
Wise words. Hallelujah. I block me back off that and say to the family, listen and listen carefully. Apply those words of wisdom that you just heard. Hallelujah.
Praise Yah, Ema. I still got your son in my prayers, okay? Cottrell.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am. You're welcome.
Yes, our prayers go out to Ema Hadora, Sister Aviyah, for their health and strength, for the health and strength of their family. But y'all, too, we done been slapped on both sides of our cheeks so much, they done slapped the sense out of us now.
So I told you, my man. I told you.
Hopefully we get our senses back because we kind of punched drunk. Go ahead.
Cottrell.
Yes.
That was funny, man. Why you had to tell it on the line? I couldn't stop laughing, but it's true, though.
Man, we've been slapped so hard, they done slapped the sense out of us, man.
Senseless. Praise y'all, Cottrell. That's certainly the truth.
And for so long. I tell you, we got the crazy cat syndrome. We still loving these people. Like, we can't do without them. It's more the reverse. They can't do without us. So my prayers go out that Yah slap us one more time, that we wake up, not to kill us, but to wake us up. I mean, because we're going to need some shock treatment to get out of the situation that we're in. But praise, honor, and glory to the Most High, because He does have a future for us. And I'm so thankful. Praise Yah for you, for all of us on the show. Sticking together, trying to love each other, trying to build Yah's kingdom, His glory, and hopefully we're successful.
Praise Yah, Cottrell. Praise Yah. Praise Yah. That being said, please, we encourage you to ask the Most High for a new heart and spirit. Why? So you can learn to love the Most High with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. You can learn to love your brothers and sisters as you love yourself. And you can learn to love yourself. That being said, may the Most High bless you. Shalom and good night. And we certainly do need some love. Good night.
It was love that we needed. We needed love.
It was love.
It was love.
Girl, you're my world.